Come here a little closer, guys. I want to show you this. One escaped. Good morning. Boy, we're people of, there we go. We're people of few words today. I know some of you were traveling and you're kind of tired from your trip and all. I got a question for you. Who has a best friend? You have a best friend? Yeah? Is it someone you see quite a lot? Do you have any friends that you don't see so much anymore? Probably not quite yet. You're still kind of young. You get to be my age, you have lots of friends all over the place that you've made over the years, and some of them you just don't see very much anymore. Our friends like to give us every now and then something to remember them by, you know. And this little thing here was given to me by five of my friends about 10, 11 years ago. This was given to me by a group of kids. This was my first confirmation class as a pastor. And one of the kids couldn't pronounce my last name, and so the first time they said it, it came out Nutley, Pastor Nutley. And so they all decided they're going to give me nuts to remember them by. And come here a little closer, because I want you to see some of this stuff. This right here, this is Eric, and Eric had spiked black hair, okay, and he had braces. And so he copied his peanut and made his peanut and decorated it, and see, it's got braces. See there, he's got braces on. And he always wore a sports shirt, and so he has a jersey on with a number on it. It's quite amazing, huh? And also, this one here, this is Rachel. Not my daughter, Rachel. This is another girl named Rachel. And Rachel wore glasses. And see the little glasses she's got on there? She had brown hair, and she always had a bow in her hair. And she put glasses on her peanut. These little peanuts that they've made, they made for me, that I could remember them. And I could remember the times we had together learning about Jesus and the times that we had together just getting to know each other and becoming friends. You know, friends give us things to help us remember them. Jesus, in our gospel lesson today, as we get ready to read it, Jesus calls us his friends. You know, did you know Jesus was your friend? We even have a song called What a Friend We Have in Jesus. You know, if I was thinking more clearly, I probably would have sung that today. We're not singing it today. But we'll sing it one of these days, and I'll remind you that Jesus is your friend. And Jesus gave us something to remember him by. Do you know what Jesus... What did Jesus give us to remember him by? Do you know? He gave us his word. He gave us his word. He gave us his gospel. He gave us the good news. And we can open up his word, the Bible, we can open it up and we can read all about him and we can pray to Jesus. And as we pray to Jesus, he is there with us. You know, Jesus also gave us his body and his blood. We share that in communion. Some of you take communion and you've learned that, yes, this is Jesus' body and his blood. He's there with us. He gives us this so that we can remember that he's with us always. Okay? You have a friend named Jesus, and he gives you many, many things to remember. He is your friend, he loves you, and he forgives you, and he's promised you eternal life in heaven. He's even given you all these people of God out here to help you remember that. Okay? Let's give thanks for all the things that Jesus gives us, and let's give thanks that he's with us all the time, and whenever we need him, we can come to him in prayer and talk to him about the things that we need, okay? Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we do give you thanks that you sent your Son Jesus. And we give you thanks that you have made us his friends. Always remind us of his presence with us. We give you thanks for his word. We give you thanks for his meal, the body and blood that we share in bread and wine. And we give you thanks for the relationship of love that we share with him. Help us remember these things always, so we can come to him in prayer. We pray in his most holy name. Amen. All right, we'll see you next week.